And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Ah, sweet dreams indeed. Brian Truda having lots of those sweet dreams. In fact, so many that we just got a text saying, guess who just woke up on my way running late.
And it wasn't me.
It wasn't for the first time ever. Shaylee, the millennial's here. Joey, the producer, is here. Thank you, Joey, for pushing all the buttons and
doing the
stuff Brian should be doing. It's cool, Brian. Take your time.
It's cool.
We'll take breakfast burritos and a latte.
Yep.
It is Memorial Day weekend. Nice long weekend for everybody. Shaylee heading down to the dirty lake in Oklahoma.
It's not dirty. It is very clean.
Joey, you get to do anything fun for Memorial Day?
Not really. I look forward to relaxing for a couple days.
The old doing nothing, drinking beer.
That sounds excellent.
Yes. And Jen's doing something, fun somewhere, right?
I
think we heard about it.
I don't know. Disney World, the happiest place on earth.
I feel like we're part of your family, so how come we didn't get the invite of when to be on the plane?
There are 3 bedrooms in our rental house. Come along.
Okay. Well, just send me my ticket
and
I'll be there.
You will have to be a nanny for my children so that I can drink in the beer garden at Epcot.
I don't remember signing up for that part.
You take them over to Space Mountain. Mommy's going to have a beverage.
No.
This is why you're not going. If you won't nanny my children, you're not going. But millions of people will be jamming the highways this Memorial Day weekend. AAA says over 39 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or more this weekend, with most of them driving. It's expected to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2005, with about 1 million more people on the road because of an uptick in the economy. Going to cost a little more this year. The average price for a gallon of gas is up about 10 cents from last year. The cost of airfare and hotel rooms have also gone up. A new study from Emory University finds fathers tend to be more attentive and responsive to daughters than sons. Researchers say dads with girls were more likely to sing and speak openly about feelings with their daughters than fathers did with their sons. Dads also had a greater response to a photo of their daughter's happy face in areas of the brain linked to reward and emotion. Fathers of sons were more likely to play rough and use achievement-related words like proud and win. And I love this story. Did you see this online, Shaylee? A Virginia high school student's service dog is gaining fame among classmates as well as online after a photo of the dog's yearbook photo went viral. So this kid, Andrew Schalke, 16, a student at Stafford High School, said his service dog, Alpha, started going to school with him back in December of 2015. The student has type 1 diabetes, said Alpha's job is to alert him when his blood sugar gets too low or high. Schalke said Alpha became such a welcome presence at the school that he was given his own school ID and a picture in the yearbook.
I love this so
much. It's adorable.
It is adorable, and I love that.
And sadly, his picture is better than half the other classes.
Yeah.
It's better than any of mine.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's the show with Jen and Truda. Friday morning, Brian running late. Shaylee, the millennial, is here. Joey, the producer, is in. And it's time for a little entertainment news. Netflix has analyzed the viewing patterns of its customers and found that 34% of subscribers at 6 a.m. are choosing episodes of classic comedies and mainstream sitcoms like Fuller House, How I Met Your Mother, and Friends. They also discovered that users enjoy dramas like Shameless, Grey's Anatomy, and Orange is the New Black on their lunch break, and then shows like The Walking Dead, Stranger Things, and Breaking Bad at dinner. Does that seem like what you would watch? Are people getting up and watching Fuller House at 6 in the morning?
I mean, put you in a good mood?
I guess so.
I can't watch Breaking Bad before I go to bed, though.
Binge watching is said to have started when Netflix made the bold move of releasing an entire season of House of Cards back in 2013. That is what got me started on the binge watching. After a quick trip to Cannes, France, with Scott Disick, Bella Thorne has decided that Cannes is not for her. She took to Twitter yesterday to make that revelation, writing, "Yo, this Cannes fancy life isn't for me." Is it con? Cannes?
Cannes.
It's not Cannes. There's no S. It's Cannes. You don't say the S in Cannes, France.
I like Cannes.
I'm going to Cannes, France. Whatever. She's not there anymore with Scott Disick. So then the very next day, after she's been there, there have been pictures of those two like making out all over
each
other.
Don't tell me Courtney
showed
up.
She leaves. No, she leaves. He brings in his ex-girlfriend. And then there are pictures of him and his ex kissing the very next day. And this was great. On The Price is Right, very excited man set the daytime record for most money earned playing Plinko, dropping his discs in the 10,000, 1,000, then back to 10, then just 500, and then $10,000 slots. Very excited.
Drops it right in the end. Good luck.
$21,500 bucks. He set a record with Plinko. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you miss me?
Look who finally made it in. I don't know if you got this memo. Our show actually starts at 6.
Oh, does
it?
Yeah,
Brian.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're on live at 6 each weekday morning.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I can pretty much figure out whatever time I want to be here.
Boy, you get nominated for one award, and all of a sudden,
oh,
the boss
really?
Is like, oh,
yeah.
I can
my goodness.
Come in whenever I want.
I feel like at the T-Bones game, his head just got bigger.
The star of the show.
The star of the show,
that's
everybody.
Right. Wah, wah, wah.
I didn't set my alarm last night, whatever. But we were nominated for an award.
That's true.
That's very exciting.
How about that? We were nominated for Radio Station of the Year.
A big award.
That's pretty cool.
It is a big award.
It's pretty fancy.
It's a major award.
Wow.
As they would say in Christmas Story.
And we find out, what, in June?
Yep.
June 15th, something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I don't think anybody here was going to tell us.
And
probably not.
Big surprise email yesterday.
Yeah. Which the wife was like, she hasn't even been at work for a month.
And she's nominated.
And she is nominated, yes.
That's
she's
pretty
like,
awesome.
Oh, I've got to write my check out to go to this award show. And uh-huh. I was like, why are you going? Are you nominated? She's like, yes, I am.
For what?
So for a, they call it Media Traffic Person of the Year.
Right.
But nobody outside of radio, you're not going to understand. It's not, she's not a traffic reporter.
Right.
And traffic is referred to the people here that schedule our commercials.
Exactly.
So like on my side, I schedule music, she schedules commercials.
Look at that.
And no makeup, schedule an alarm.
That's how we came together in radio. So.
Merging logs.
That's right. We merged a lot of logs, I guess. Hey, now.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, I will fill you guys in that my stations have traditionally won Radio Station of the Year 3 times.
Look at
oh,
you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I was
great.
The 07, 09, and 10 winner.
Now I feel like we've jinxed it because you said it out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Great.
So that
way
just,
to go.
That means we're not going to win.
He won't be there anyway. He'll be sleeping.
Oh, this is
we
very
should
nice.
Go. We should all go. You guys want
to
go?
We can't afford to go. You have to pay money to go to the awards ceremony.
I can't
we
afford to go.
Outside.
But nobody told me to go, so I don't know.
816-576-7102 is the text line. We just got a text from 2136. It said, congratulations, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's pretty exciting.
And our GM is up for GM of the Year, too. Well,
I know, right?
Right? That's
although
fancy.
He's kind of like the Susan Lucci of that award. He is.
He'd probably really appreciate that, too, that reference.
No, I think he will openly say.
I know. Yeah, that's my point.
Never a winner, always a nominee.
I know, right?
Mm. It's okay. We're right there with you.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yep.
So I found a story to tell you guys. A little bit later on, I came with the Shazam game, by the way. Did you watch the Beach Shazam last night, the
I
Jamie Foxx?
Didn't.
So good.
Really? And that's
yes.
It's basically kind of like Name That Tune. Is that along those lines?
Well, yeah, it pretty much is.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got to do it the fastest.
Okay.
You've got to do it before the other teams do and before Shazam.
Gotcha.
I feel like we could do it as a team.
It
is
really
it,
it
is.
Really
it a team
is
of
hard.
How many people?
It's two people.
Two people.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because you have to know the song titles as quickly as you can.
Exactly the song titles, too.
And it can't, yeah, you can't so say like, the or.
They had Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream last night.
Right.
And Jamie Foxx was like, now, did you say Running Down a Dream or Running? And he's
with
like, no, Running.
With the apostrophe.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that was right. Yeah. Yeah, you had to get it that exact.
Holy cow, they're not messing around.
That was crazy.
And so we are going to play that this morning. And I think we should play because we've got Cassie Joy. Smithville
oh,
native
yeah,
Cassie
yeah,
Joy,
right.
Who was just on The Voice, she's
okay.
In studio with us this morning. She'll be in here in about half an hour or so.
Okay.
I think we should have her play Beat Shazam.
Oh, that's
with
a
us.
Good point, yeah.
I think so. Because she knows all right. Kinds of music. Yeah, we're
oh,
doing
that's
that.
That's a good idea. Okay. All
and
right.
we're going like to use it. All the Snapchat filters. That's what we do.
All of the filters.
All of the filters.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is Friday, and that means B&B Theaters helps us out with the weekend movies.
There's a couple of big ones opening up this weekend. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Ooh.
Captain Jack Sparrow, he's back.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for a pirate, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, today is your lucky day. Because I just happen to be Captain Jack Sparrow.
No, it can't be. I've spent years searching for this. The great Jack Sparrow is not some drunk in a cell. Do we even have a ship? A crew? Pants?
A great pirate does not require such intricacies.
Do you know how long I've been waiting for this moment? the risks I've taken to be here. Are you sure you're the Jack Sparrow?
Does that make you want to go see it now?
Yes. I love him so much.
He's pantless? Yes. Now I'm in. Baywatch. Speaking of pantless, Baywatch is also opening up. Devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brash new recruit.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
New kids on the block here is from Iowa.
Oh, man.
Really?
Let me ask you this. A lot of oceans in Iowa?
No, just ponds and lakes and cocky pretty boys. Hey, Mitch, what happened to that last pretty boy recruit we had?
He died.
What is this, lifeguard hazing? I'm Matt Brody. Hold the world record in the 200 meter.
Hey!
Matt Brody.
Matt Brody, yes, absolutely. And we still don't give a
So I hear this is a pretty good R film.
Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron.
Uh-huh, shirtless.
Shaylee and I are in.
Yep.
Trudeau?
Okay. Why are you ignoring the ladies' side?
I couldn't care less.
Alexandra Daddario?
Zac Efron. Mm.
Kelly? What's her face?
Although I'll say this. The other day, Shaylee goes, okay, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Zac Efron? And I'm like, what do you mean? What you're comparing? Who would I go
it's
out
a, would
with?
You, would you rather?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's a ridiculous question. Of course you're going to go out
Zac
with The
Efron.
Rock. Oh, you millennial.
I think a certain generation would say Zac Efron.
That's crazy talk.
Ooh.
Have you seen the picture of them standing next to each other? It's like Thor, like the biggest man alive, and then tiny little Zac Efron next to him.
Yeah, with a washboard abs.
Well, you know what?
And a great smile, like a Crest commercial.
This just works out perfectly.
God, can you imagine you put me next to him? And we'd look like the number 110.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
In the background there, the voice of our in-studio guest. Pleased to have her again. And look, I know that you missed us and everything, but you don't have to go crying over us, Cassie Joy. I mean, come on now.
I cannot stop crying this morning.
What a terrible way to start an interview. She walks in, she's like, I can't stop crying.
I know. I couldn't even say hi first. I was like, hello, I'm crying. Sorry.
But you're not actually crying.
No, it was just one of those mornings. I had everything. Everything was ready to go. I spent so much time on my my alarm last night. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm getting up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, well, then you did me one better because I was an hour late to the show today.
Well, just wait. We haven't gotten there yet. So I spend all this time on my alarm. I'm like, I'm going to wake up to Fireflies by Owl City. And it's going to be like twinkling. I'm going to slowly wake up like a little perfect little fairy. Didn't turn it on.
Oh.
So I wake up at 6:15. And like I'm going crazy, spilt coffee on myself, my eyes are crying all morning. Mm-hmm. And like so
yeah, but you made it. Plenty
I'm
of time
here.
And
I'm
that's
here.
Awesome.
Yes.
And we are so excited. When I saw that you are singing the national anthem at Big Slick,
yes,
I was like, what a perfect person to ask.
And I am such a huge fan of all of those guys. Like, I'm so obsessed with Paul Rudd and
Jason
Sudeikis. Oh my
gosh. Stone Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're the best. They're the best guys. And for them to be from Kansas City, too, is so, you know.
Did you guys see Paul on the Red Nose Deal last night?
Yeah.
No.
He had a whole segment on there.
Oh, good.
It was great. About getting the kids, mm-hmm. you know, getting them lunch and everything. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
So you've got a big performance tonight.
Yes.
At Chicken and Pickle.
At the old Chicken and Pickle, 8 o'clock.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. So it's going to be an acoustic set again, but I am bringing a drummer. He's playing like a little baby kit, and then another guitar player. So it'll be a little bit spicier than previous shows.
And since your time on The Voice wrapped up, you went back to Nashville. I see you writing music like crazy because I follow you on social media, and you're just writing, getting new stuff.
Yeah, so we're planning to, my team and I are planning to have a single out to radio by September, and we're having a team pick the song. And so since they're picking the song, I'm like, well, I super want it to be one of mine. So I'm like writing every single day trying to just be like, here's 1,000 songs. Please pick one of mine.
Nice. Do you have one about your time on The Voice? Is there anything that came out of that writing wise?
You know, no, not about The Voice, but I have one that is so, pertains to that whole situation and, you know, just like my move to Nashville and just trying to, you know, go on this search for the bigger stage every time.
Cool.
So
I thought you could have written one, Blake.
Yeah.
Blake, you're awesome.
Wow, that sounds like a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nailed it.
You can borrow that.
I'm crying again. You got me crying.
You got her crying. So
emotional. So
your terrible idea made her cry. Are you happy?
I'm sorry. Yeah, look at that.
We do that daily. Did you see that there's this new game show, Beat Shazam, that Brian is obsessed with?
I did.
Love this show.
I did.
And for those of us, I didn't get to see it last night, but it's essentially kind of like Name That Tune.
It kind of is. Yeah, it's all based on speed and knowing the titles of songs.
So okay. Not the artist.
Right.
The title.
It's just the title of the song.
Nice.
Right.
Okay.
You think you're any good at that, Cassie?
I feel like this is the game that was made for me.
I think so.
Because even though people kind of consider you a country artist, you really are everywhere from like Rob Zombie to Lady Gaga to Blake Shelton.
It's a game to me. Like if I hear a song on Pandora I've never heard, I'm like, ah, I have to know everything about this song now. Like,
so you should be absolutely fantastic at this game.
Now that I say it, I'm not going to know any of them. But
do you want to play?
Sure.
I think we should play.
All right,
coming up here.
Let's take a little break. We'll get some listeners who can play along because we have Schlitterbahn tickets to give away.
By the way,
I'm waking up. Here's
my
alarm.
About this song says, wake up.
But I don't know the slow way to wake up.
I don't know I was thinking.
It was going to wake her up like a fairy.
Like, listen to these sounds. I was like,
and a little bird is going to come sing with her.
Chicken and pickle and radio. My day.
This is her ethereal start to a Friday.
I mean, I love this song, but it puts me back to sleep.
I have terrible ideas.
Actually, this was my alarm, too, this morning, and I slept in an hour, so there you go. All right, Cassie Joy is here. We're going to play the Shazam game coming up very next on the show. Hang on.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Smithville native Cassie Joy in studio. We are playing a game now, 576-7102. We need four callers, okay? We're going to play Shazam, if you didn't see it last night. Basically kind of a version of Name That Tune. But caller one, you will be playing along with me. Caller two, playing along with Shaylee. Three, you get Joey. And caller four, you're playing along with Cassie Joy.
Okay.
Four pack of tickets to Schlitterbahn to the winner.
All right, 816-576-7102. Load the phone lines right now, and we'll get you locked in here. But let's make sure that we get to our special guest here real quick. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Everybody's hooked in, plugged in, ready to roll?
We're ready to do this. And I think she's going to kill us. Nobody knows than Cassie.
You're like really good. So you've told us before, like you were into, of course, like the Patsy Cline and stuff like that. But you grew up with all sorts of music.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, my mom is all country. My dad actually hates country music. So he was classic rock.
Okay.
So, you know, ZZ Top, all that. And then my brother was into like gangster hip hop. And then my sister was like the top hit. So I felt like I had no one was musical, but they all listened to music. So I feel like I'm very well-rounded now because of that.
Okay. She's going to kick our butts.
Yep.
All right. So what we have here is a list of six different songs, and I've got 10-second clips of them. They're the middle of the songs now, just like Shazam. They don't give you like the chorus right off the bat. So it might be a little bit harder. You guys have to listen, but it's going to be the first person who shouts out the title to the song.
Title.
Is going to be the winner, okay?
And you have to have full title. We can't just say a word in the title.
You got to have the full title,
all
right?
Tough.
So, okay, here we go. You ready for song number one?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
I didn't know it was going to be old songs.
Yeah. Anybody?
Jen? Not the title.
Is it Janet Jackson? It sounds like something she would sing.
What was
not
it?
Not Janet Jackson.
Nothing.
No.
I have no idea.
Nobody?
Nothing.
Nobody has Free Your Mind by
En
Vogue.
Jen! Dang it, if you'd gotten to the chorus. Not title.
Don't be so shallow. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are scared me right off the bat.
Everyone knew I wasn't going to get that.
But
I'm not going to know the titles. All right.
I had no idea there was more
of that. All right, here's number two.
I know on the day I was born.
Back to the Bone.
You got it. Yep.
Bam. Thank you for classic rock. I'll never get anything else.
We talked me up too much. Now I'm like.
All right, you ready for song number three? Here we go.
We can dance. We can dance.
Tied. You guys tied.
Nice.
Jen and Joey.
Cassie, I feel like you're killing it. Everybody's taking the chance.
Was a safety dance.
You're going to have to play One Direction or Shaylee's never going to get anything.
Right?
Here we go. Jen has two. Joey has one.
Cassie
They've tied. Here's song number four.
Sing, you got something Drake.
This was supposed to be Shaylee's.
Shoot. The only Drake song I know is Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What was it?
I picked a current one. It's Passion Fruit by Drake. Passionate from miles away. Oh, well, whatever.
Now I'm crying again.
The millennial didn't even get the one I picked for her.
Cassie didn't get it either.
All right, song number five.
We're
here we go.
Really well.
Jump around.
Cassie. Hey! Cassie.
I listen to music.
Jump around. Jump around. All right, here we go. With Cassie has won, Joey won, Jin 2, song number 6.
Paradise City.
Ah, Jin.
Can we do something from this decade, please?
I did know this song, though.
Shut up.
All right, 3 for me, 1 for Cassie,
all right,
1
last
for
one
Joey.
Here. I have song number 7. Here we go. Cassie, I think maybe, maybe you can get this one here. I don't want another heartbreak. I love this song.
This Kiss, Faith Hill.
Yeah!
You know why I know that song is because I was obsessed with all of the big words in that song, and that's how I learned what, like, centrifugal means.
Oh, right, right.
It's a perpetual bliss.
I'm still
centrifugal
waiting.
Motion.
Will you explain to me what those mean? I have no idea. Well, there we go. I think, Jin, you tied,
woo!
Right? You each got 2.
Yeah. I had, okay, there you go. Nice.
Well,
I thought
Joey
I had 3.
Did I not get 3?
No.
Wait,
thank,
did
yeah,
you?
He's back no. me up. I had 3.
No, you didn't. You guys
oh,
can
you
say it. A lot.
I don't know. We'll check the video later.
There you go.
Delete it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, it's The Show with Jen and Truda, 834 with REO Speedwagon. And good morning, everybody. We're still talking about the Shazam game. It just got us all.
I love that game. We have to play that again next week.
Oh, we'll do it. Shaylee, we'll get something you know.
Thank you.
Something
please throw some One Direction in there.
Uh-huh. The year 2000. Kansas City Jazz and Heritage Festival going on this weekend in Kansas City. Schlitterbahn, Oceans of Fun, those both opening up. Royals are going to start a 10-game homestand on Monday. Quite a bit going on for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, look at this guy. He's a familiar face to all of us here. He's in studio with us now performing at Stanford's Comedy Club this weekend, but you also may know him from hanging around the halls here at KC-102.1. Let's say hello to Dave Caius.
Thank you. And when everybody's sick, I'm the last person you call. Dave, can you fill in middays for Jackie? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, by the way, when you leave here, pick up your calendar, the stuff you do in July. So,
little known fact, did you know that my career started with Dave Caius?
Is that right?
I was Dave's intern. I used to pull his music for him in the morning. Yes. And yes, I said music. I used to pull CDs. Back in the day, Shaylee, they would have
CDs?
A wall of CDs that were all labeled, and I would have to go through and type up how many seconds were in the intro of a song and put a little label on it, and then stack up Dave's music for him for the morning show.
Yes, and now she is the queen of mornings, and I'm just coming in here begging people to come to my comedy show.
Was she a good intern?
She was actually tremendous. Yeah.
Did she get you your coffee correctly?
I don't remember actually getting you breakfast.
No,
or
I would never. I would never ask that.
Oh, you should.
I mean, I would love to pull rank, but I didn't have enough rank to pull. So
I mean, it was Topeka. Nothing else was open at that time in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point, right?
Hey, is Sonic open? All right, let's go.
You guys actually have, you've got shows all the way through Sunday for the holiday, right? So
yeah,
you're going to entertain
people.
People
aren't working Monday. Everybody come out Sunday night, early show, 7 o'clock. And then we got shows tonight, 7:45, 9:45, Saturday, 7:45, 9:45. And the nice people here at KC1021, which by the way, the phone number is 816-577-6712. You can call right now and Brian will give you as many tickets as you want. Must be at least 18 years of age and don't mind dirty language because, well,
there you go.
I'm not going to be on the radio. So.
So I see how it goes now. Yeah, yes. Every radio person who gets around a microphone that's not on, they're like, yeah, here's what can we say into this?
Well, I do mostly clean shows. I do corporate. I do churches. I do all stuff. And then every once in a while, Craig brings me in to work at Stanford's and I like get to say dirty words. And
yeah.
The first night I'll say way too many just because I get to say it, you know. But Jennifer actually came to one of my shows.
I did. And I didn't even know that you were doing that. You were opening up for Dave Coulier.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Dave Coulier.
And I went to see him, and you opened up, and I had never seen you do stand-up before, and I remember going, oh, my God, he's really funny.
Yeah.
I've never seen him do stand-up.
Like she was surprised.
Well, that and Jennifer had gone way past the 2-drink minimum, if you know
that's
what I mean.
Actually,
she didn't have the kids
right.
for a night.
That's fact.
She had an Uber guy standing out in the parking lot waiting to pick her up.
I mean,
yes,
not
let's
surprised.
Call him Uber guy. Go see Dave. 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow. And then that one on Sunday night. As many tickets as you want. Take
please
the whole family.
Call. We want to pack the house. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're doing nothing. You know, if you want to wear your swimming trunks right from the lake, we don't care.
It's KCK.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Totally
it's KCK. And it's Craig. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
816-576-7102. You can call and you can actually text the very same number now if you want to text that way for tickets. We'll get you the tickets by text line as well. Dave Caius, thank you, sir.
Oh, one more thing. Hi,
yes.
Shaylee.
Hi.
Yeah, you may as well talk to the last person.
Oh.
She didn't say anything. I feel
she's
bad.
She's literally online shopping right now. Yeah. She's staring at her laptop online
Shales.
Shopping.
That jockstrap will not fit you. I can tell you that right now. Just saying.
Her mind is already holiday. She is gone.
They're having great
sales.
She's
at the dirty lake already in her head.
Why not a dirty lake?
Why is anybody's business even open today? People's mind, it's gone.
Right.
It's already in the lake.
No, I was an hour late, so.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did the boss yell at you? Oh, wait.
He did, yes. Brian, don't ever do that again. Okay. Dave Kais, everybody. Call or text for tickets. Dave, good to see you. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here comes Jen with some entertainment news.
Might be watching some Netflix this weekend if you're just hanging out for the long weekend. Netflix has analyzed the viewing patterns of its customers and found that 34% of subscribers at 6 a.m. are choosing episodes of classic comedies and mainstream sitcoms like Fuller House, How I Met Your Mother, and Friends. Then over lunchtime, the most popular shows, Shameless, Grey's Anatomy, and Orange is the New Black. Thrillers like The Walking Dead, Stranger Things, and Breaking Bad are the dinner time shows that people are watching.
Wow.
And then it's documentaries like Making a Murderer and Planet Earth late at night. For me, I'm a Stranger Things person very late at night. Like, that's right before bed. And for me,
which
bedtime
is
9 o'clock. Right. But I have to do the scary, good, creepy ones really late at night.
Okay.
And then
I do, I do the dramas, I guess, at night.
I can't imagine waking up at 6 going, all right, time for some Fuller House. let's get this binge
watching
started.
Not the first thing you want in your life in the morning?
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, Shaylee, I found this mashup for you that is amazing.
Okay.
This YouTube DJ has mashed up Hanson's Mbop with the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Bop. A little Cotton Eye Joe mixed in as well. It's the Blitz and Bop.
This is awesome.
I actually kind of love it.
When is Hanson coming to the Granada? October?
October.
Let's do it. Cotton Eye Joe.
Awesome. He threw in Cotton Eye Joe.
That is pretty great.
Oh, that is so good.
I'm listening to that all Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Just a regular song here.
I'm not embarrassed to dance to this.
See, had I put this in the Shazam game, you
this.
All would have gotten this.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We're
That's
playing
way
that.
Too easy.
All next week, we got to play more Shazam.
Okay.
Oh, we're on vacation next
You're
week.
Gone.
Forget that. No. Never mind.
Play. Come
you
back
can be in
Florida.
June. In June, people.
We got to practice.
I'm very excited about our shows in June. You got to come back.
It's going to be big.
And join us because I have tons of huge guests with Big Slick coming up. We've got lots of big names that are going to be on our show.
Yeah, everybody that rolls through town. I mean, Cassie, she's singing the national anthem. We had her on.
Right.
But you think of all the Paul Rudds, James Vanderbeeks.
I've already been talking to Stone Street's people. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun stuff coming up in June.
Awesome.
And tickets. Lots of tickets.
Tickets!
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Somebody on the text line here says, you ought to check out Netflix's The Keepers if you're looking for something to watch over the weekend. The documentary about the murder of a nun and the abuse of female students by a priest at a Catholic high school in 1960s Baltimore. Jackie right now somewhere is going, yes, this is what Jackie's been talking about for the last week, telling me to watch this documentary series, especially anybody who went to Catholic school.
As we both did, and did Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard of The Keepers.
It's like Making a Murderer, I guess, for... Well, for the Catholic set.
I still got to watch that one, too. I'm way behind. Like, after Stranger Things, I stopped with the Netflix and, like, went back to being a mom for a little bit. And now that summer's here and I can send the kids outside to play, I can binge watch again.
You may have some time. Just sit in front of the TV, watch some stuff there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be good. So, The Keepers. That's one. Like I said, Jackie's, like, pumping her fist in the car right now. She's like, yeah! She's been telling me all about this, so...
I used to pass out all the time during Mass. Did you ever do that? Because you had to kneel so long.
Oh, I threw up in church.
Did you?
Yeah, that was the first week of class for the first 3 years of school. Uh-huh. I puked every year. First, second, third grade.
Aww.
Now, first and second grade were in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Third grade was in the church, the all-school Mass.
Right.
Celebrate the beginning of school.
Because for those of you that didn't go to Catholic school...
We had to go to Mass 1,000 times a week. You had your class Mass. So, like, all the third graders would have one Mass. Mm-hmm. And then you went to all school
Tuesday
Mass.
Tuesday at 8:15.
And then you had Mass that you went to with your family on Saturday night or Sunday.
So we get a lot of churches.
Constantly going to church. But I would always pass out during the long kneeling section. And I remember in fourth grade, passing out, falling over, like, full-on blacking out. And I remember my teacher having to carry me down the aisle, like, baby style. And it was all school Mass. So I'm going, all the eighth graders are watching me get carried out. It was so embarrassing.
Well, imagine me who stands up probably in the middle of the sign of peace. And is, you know, it's like Stand By Me where it's like.
Oh, no.
And there at the church. It was great.
Yeah.
Not good.
Uh-uh. New. So the Keepers, huh?
So check out the Keepers.
Sure, that's the best promo for their show. If you threw up or passed out in church, you'll love The Keepers, now on Netflix.
Yes, we should be in charge of all of Netflix's promos, right?
Fantastic.
There we go. All right, well, long weekend ahead. And, oh, by the way, it is Memorial Day weekend. It is also a commemoration of our veterans of the armed forces and everybody who serves. I know that we have a lot of them in our audience. Whiteman Air Force Base and Fort Leavenworth and everybody who's around Fort Riley, too.
And I love when all the flags come out, and I started to see it today on Antioch. There was a section that had all the flags up. I think that's the most beautiful thing ever.
Right.
I love all the flags.
So thank you to all who are serving now or to all who have served. It is our appreciation to you that you have done so that we may come on the radio and say stupid stuff.
Exactly.
That's exactly why.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.